This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our state is a leading coal producer. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation. And we're among only seven states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. It keeps electricity rates affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, boosts our economy, more than 15,000 good-paying jobs. North Dakotans know we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to keep our power costs low, ensure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. It's the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, SecureEnergyFuture.org. 7 after the hour, 1-800-228-0550. 701-258-0550 or text at 701-226-8503. I'm Todd Mitchell. Daryl Lace is filling in for Scott Hennon today and Monday, but today he's doing the fair thing. Wanted to make sure to get some cotton candy or whatever it is. What's your favorite fair thing to make sure you grab?
Caramel apples or mini donuts. Got to be right at the top
okay.
of my list.
All right, there you go.
No. Cotton candy, you know, I'm so sweet already, Todd, that I just don't know that I need that solid, you know.
And now you know the secret behind all that bacon that Daryl Lees will get you, because that's the secret. He's so sweet, he can breed his pigs to be sweet as well. That's why they call him Sweet Meat.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the thing, you know, you got to. Hey, I tell you what, Todd, I told you that I'm going to bring on the young man that was named Grand Champion Market Hog, him and his pig here just a few minutes ago at the McKenzie County Fair. So, and he was just named Grand Champion Junior Showman? Is that correct? Wow. So with us, and you got to talk loud here, Jaden. Tell everyone who you are here.
My name is Jaden Murphy.
And Jaden showed pigs. This is the second year you've showed pigs now,
yes.
Right, Jaden? And so tell us, first of all, what your pig's name was.
My pig's name is Zingy.
Zingy. Zingy. Is that like zingers then, or is like, that?
His tail would move really fast, so we decided to name him Zingy.
Ah, because his tail moved fast. All right. So, Jaden, you were named the Grand Champion Overall Market Hog with the Blue Butt Pig. What did you do to get him ready for the fair?
We would walk him every day, and for the, 2 days before the fair, we started practicing showmanship.
Yeah, so a lot of exercise, a lot of good feed, and it paid off today. You got the Grand Champion Market Hog at the McKenzie County Fair, and it wasn't just one or two pigs. There was like 25, 30, maybe 35 pigs in the show here today. So, good job, Jaden, and, congratulations on the showmanship win also, and tomorrow you get to have them in the premium sale, so you're looking forward to that, I bet.
No, I'm not.
You're not? Because he's got to be sold, right? And you want it. He's been a good pig, and he's a champion, and now you've got to come to the point that you sell him. It's tough for these kids. Todd, thanks, Jaden. We'll catch up with you later on. Congratulations one more time. All right. Yeah, it's tough for these that work with these animals day in and day out. Todd, you know, we're talking about a young man that's not even into his teenage years here yet. And when they have an animal that, I watched that animal in the ring, it responded to him, you know, where he wanted that pig to go, that pig went. And so it gets a little tough. It's a little bit of a different emotional day when it comes to that sale day and where they have to sell that animal and it goes on to the, new owner, of course, to become, you know, life sustaining nutrition, on our plates, whether it be bacon, pork chops, ham, or whatever, in the case of this pig. But, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's pig, goats, lambs, steers, or heifers. You know, a lot of time gets spent with these animals, and these kids, you know, learn that value of life by doing this. So it was nice to be able to have him on here real quick. So I tell you what, do we have Jesse on the line with us still, or did he drop off?
Jesse from Hazen is still on. Jesse, what's on your mind?
Good morning, boys. I'm glad to hear Daryl's voice again. Haven't heard him in a while. You haven't dropped off the face of the earth, at least.
Oh, gee whiz. This is Jesse Flapp, isn't it? Shouldn't you be selling insurance or something today?
I'm actually sitting on top of a hill looking at some good crops on one side of the road, some really, really bad shredded ones on the other side of the road, and going to check on a client that lost a barn over here towards Stanton, North Dakota. It's been a wild year for weather so far, I tell you what.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about that. I know actually one of the young ladies and her husband that lost their house and barn from Stanton goes back some years that she was in 4-H and FFA and showed livestock, and I knew them real well. And so what other damage was in the area? Because I know all the way from there over to about Metuskey was a big line of damage that was done.
Yeah, they aren't my clients. I know the folks. I'm actually about 2 miles from their place. The same tornado that took out my client's barn went through their yard. Scary deal. They just made the basement in time. Their barn, their shop, their house, pretty much everything in that yard is gone. Took out half of their great big tree row that was around their yard. There was another large 100-year-old barn just north of Stanton. That they were, it's 97 years old. They were getting ready to have a celebration of that barn, and it's in toothpicks now. And that went all the way over towards that Turtle Lake, just over towards your area. Campers in turned over into lakes. A couple lives lost. It was a horrible deal for the central part of the state here about a week ago.
Yeah, so you know that's what these thunderstorms, you know, the unpredictability of them. We don't know what kind of weather we're going to get with them. Obviously, we needed the moisture. Always thank God for that moisture. But, you know, with the unpredictability of the severe weather that comes with it, poses a lot of challenges, not only to the owners of the property, but it poses challenges then to people like yourself, Jesse, that insure these folks and develop that relationship. I mean, you almost, tell me if I'm wrong, but, you know, I've never sold insurance for that, but you almost share their pain with them because you develop such a close relationship with those customers.
Well, that's a tough deal. I'm starting to dislike this Independence Day holiday. 2 years ago, we had straight line winds come through Hazen, and we have a cafe on Main Street Hazen. They lost their whole roof off of their restaurant, landed on another building in town. We had two businesses in town out of commission for well over a month. It can be a devastating deal on a town of any size when you've got a smaller town that loses one of their main establishments for any period of time. It puts a damper on spirits of everybody, and you get to know these people. My dad was up from Bowman that weekend, and we didn't even light fireworks off that year. We were in trying to help those two businesses figure out what to do, and a lot of people were there just helping clean things out, and there was lumber everywhere. Two contractors showed up. And that happened with the family that lost their yard up here by Stanton, too. I wasn't able to make it out there Saturday, but I talked to a friend that was inwards around of 80 people, multiple payloaders, tractors, skid steers, showed up to help that family try to clean up and find what they could that was salvageable and try to get on the road back to recovery for that family. So when you have a large storm like this hit any area, it really becomes a community effort, even if your property wasn't damaged. You know, we've been real lucky up here, Daryl. We've had some weather in Mercer County. I feel fortunate. People around here are hanging heads a little bit, and they have a reason to. But I did talk to some people from the Scranton area last night at a basketball game, and I tell you what, that Hettinger-Scranton area got hit twice in 2 days. Baseball-sized hail, homes with no windows left. Heavy equipment damaged heavily, crops gone. It's a major financial impact to an area when you have something like that happen.
Yeah, no, it can't be overstated the impact that it'll have on those local communities. There's another one of those double-edged swords. So, I mean, you know, the building suppliers and the service folks and you know, contractors, they're gonna be extremely busy, and they're not gonna have to look very hard for work. But you got that financial loss on the other side that you know, kind of gets overlooked in the rural communities. You know, it seems like if an event hits a major city like Bismarck, Minot, you know, Fargo, Grand Forks, if they get a big hail event, you know, we don't seem to ever have enough of it on the news. And, you know, this was on the news one time and passed by, but you're right. I mean, 2 days in a row, anywhere from golf ball size to baseball size hail in the same area, I mean, this adds insult to injury or pour salt on the wound, as the old saying goes. So, hey, Jesse, thanks for calling in, and we'll definitely. One thing that we need to remember is just, you know, all those families that lost things anywhere in those storms ever, or will later on. You know, you just gotta pray that they can be safe. Like the Cotton family there, just in the nick of time, made it to the basement.
Yep.
No doubt. More on the way. What's on your mind, dear Elise, for Scott Hennen. More coming up.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
I don't know about you, but when I read a book, I love to have a takeaway, something that I can use every day in life going forward. Well, Gary Thorlson's book, Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press, is just that. Order this up today. Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story. It's a roadmap. Gary's humble beginnings in Daisy, North Dakota, to a billionaire, North Dakota's most successful individual now, and the largest hotel developer in the United States of America, is an incredible story, and it's a North Dakota success story. It's those values that came from his parents and neighbors and people he grew up with and what he did with them. And best of all, it's a roadmap on what you can do. There'll be many takeaways on how your business, your job, your life, your family can be better because of what he teaches us in Open Secrets of Success. The Gary Thorlson Story. Buy it wherever books are sold. Online's your favorite spot, but get it and read it. Open Secrets of Success. You'll love it.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Aw, man, I didn't bring my cowbell. Need more cowbell. You can't beat the classics. It is What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You can text me at 701-226-8503. I guess one of the means of contacting we haven't mentioned, you can hit us up on social media. And we're all over there. Jesse just chiming in on social media as his call dropped. Said didn't really get to his question. Can you have Daryl speak to the issue of the trade imbalance with Canada and if he thinks Trump's actions will make a difference in the long run? That is, if Trump is willing to stick to his guns. Jesse, thanks for getting back with us. And Daryl, what do you think? Daryl Eason for Scott Hennin today.
Well, so, you know, the trade with Canada and NAFTA and Mexico in general is a little bit different than what you talk about trade with China. You know, agriculture has a very positive number when it comes to trade with Canada. So from agriculture's perspective, we want improvements. We don't want to damage what we have going on, obviously. But there are things that can be improved. One of those areas is dairy, of course. You know, there's a quota on the amount of, and then there's a class system. I talked about earlier how there's not just tariffs. Well, there's a quota, and then once you hit the quota, the tariff goes into effect of 270%. Think about that. 270% tariff. So if anyone's thinking that we shouldn't fix or try and renegotiate some things in NAFTA, just think of our only now 75 dairy farmers in the state of North Dakota. We went under the 80 number here. We just lost a few in the last 10 to 12 days. So we're down to 75. They see a 270% tariff once the quota is met. So they've got a limit. And I can't recall off the top of my head what that number is, but they also have a classing system that they classify, you know, different grades of liquid milk, different, you know, whether it's cheese, whether it's, you know, and so there's restrictions on classes put in also. So those are things that need to be fixed. There's the wheat. If we ship wheat up there or durum up to Canada, it gets graded as feed wheat. So it's half the value of number one milling durum or number one milling wheat. But when they ship it down here, they get it graded and get paid fairly for that product based on what it grades. So those are just two examples of things that need to be fixed. We do enjoy a trade surplus in agriculture with Canada, but we need to fix some things that are really skewing certain segments of agriculture in that agreement, that NAFTA agreement with Canada and Mexico. So that's a long answer to a short question in a way, but I thought people needed to hear those numbers and hear that it's not, you know, it's not just as simple a tariff all the time, that those grading standards or those classifications also impact us when it comes to the ability to efficiently and economically ship goods to Canada.
So what is Scott Pruitt's departure from the EPA going to mean to North Dakota, and where does it go from here on out?
So, you know, Todd, you shared some text with me that came in that, you know, we should thank Scott Pruitt for his service, and I think that's right. You know, he had some, you know, what the Democrat Party, you know, built up as indiscretions or that. And yeah, maybe he wasn't too frugal and he did some things with some money or had bigger expenditures than he should have, especially coming from a Republican conservative viewpoint of things. But the things that he did in transforming and rolling back regulations that were so positive, WOTUS, his work on WOTUS, and now that's in the House version of the Farm Bill to eliminate WOTUS. But he worked on rolling that back and trying to work on a fix to that. And it just dozens upon dozens of other regulations. But let's just speak to WOTUS and the impact that that has or would have had on North Dakota agriculture. There would be virtually hardly any piece of property in this state of North Dakota that would not have had to go through an EPA permitting process just to farm it. Think about that. Just to farm, there'd be barely any pieces of property in the state of North Dakota that wouldn't have needed a permit just to plant a crop and harvest a crop to feed our communities, our state, our country, and our world. Just think about that for a second. Just that impact alone makes what Scott Pruitt did as administrator of EPA very important. And like I said earlier, I think we're pretty confident that the acting administrator Wheeler now, who may become permanent, we don't know if he's going to get the permanent position or not, but he's going to pick up and he's probably going to even do a better job because he's not got all this other baggage hanging over his head right now. So I think we've got some positive things yet to come.
Democrats seem to be cheering the departure of Pruitt. Do they really even have any reason to be cheering other than the fact that, okay, this particular individual is gone? It's not necessarily going to mean a policy change.
Well, it's when they're cheering a thing like Scott Pruitt leaving for flying first class or having a higher security detail than what he probably needed, if that's the only thing, only win that they have to cheer, that's a pretty sad state of affairs that BLO, you know, really want to push and cheer about.
That's a good point. 26 after the hour, it is What's in Your Mind, 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And Gene from Valley City is on What's on Your Mind. Hi, Gene.
Hi. Your guest, is he the fellow that was on last week, maybe it was Tuesday, talking about property rights?
I was on last Friday talking about property rights, but it got brought up on Tuesday again, yes.
Okay. I'm glad I caught you. You, let's see, I believe it was Tuesday you were talking about U.S. Fish and Wildlife and the abuse of property rights from U.S. Fish and Wildlife.
So that topic got brought up. I wasn't on Tuesday, but on Friday we talked about the North Dakota Game and Fish and their issues of, you know, mitigation things that they're trying to force on property owners and wind developers that have arrangements with property owners. And then on Tuesday, there was some calls that came in and asking about, you know, that issue again. And then, I don't know, Todd, refresh my memory. I didn't get to listen to the whole show on Tuesday, but there might have been some stuff brought up about U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the perpetual easements and things like that. I can't remember for sure because I didn't get to listen to the whole show.
But it's not jumping out at me, and I got to admit, you know, I end up listening to phone calls that come in and stuff on the recorded stuff, so there are bits and pieces I definitely end up missing in the show, so you'll have to forgive me for that. But
okay, but Gene, what's your question regarding that or statement?
Well, very important issue. You know, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and now I'm hearing North Dakota Game and Fish is doing the same thing. These conservation easements, nobody should ever sign one of those. You're literally giving away the farm. But U.S. Fish and Wildlife, they've been trampling everybody for a long time. But I want to tell you that there are a few people in the National Game and Fish.
Tell you what, Gene, hold that thought because we're at a break right now. Hold that thought. When we get back from the break, we'll let you complete that thought, Gene from Valley City. More coming up. What's in your mind?
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The trade war is on. The U.S. and China each laying tariffs on $34 billion worth of each other's exports effective today. The Trump administration is putting 25% tariffs on 800 Chinese products worth $34 billion. China retaliating with tariffs on $34 billion worth of U.S. goods, including many U.S. agricultural goods. soybean farmer Ron Heck says this morning.
Tariffs are ill-conceived and totally inappropriate. Using food as a weapon, raising the price of food to the Chinese people, devastating United States farmers is a lose-lose situation.
He was speaking on the Fox Business Network. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has arrived in North Korea to follow up on the historic summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
In your mind, it's 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or text at 701-226-8503. Today's Safety Training Spotlight is brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, and Workforce Safety Insurance, WSI, hosting a webinar entitled Claims 101. Training will cover injury reporting and timeliness, what constitutes a work injury, the roles and players in a workers' compensation claim, designated medical provider, and claims management philosophy. This is happening at 9 a.m. July 11th, next Wednesday. This coming Wednesday, July 11th, 9 a.m. Register for the Training View WSI's calendar at workforcesafety.com. Go to the WSI calendar at workforcesafety.com, and you can register. WSI is partnered with Associated General Contractors through the Safety Training and Education Program STEP grant to provide safety training classes. More info on the classes at WSI's calendar, workforcesafety.com. 27 before the hour, Gene from Valley City back on with Daryl Lee's here on What's in Your Mind.
Getting you back here again. Gene, you want to finish up your statement there on the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service?
Yeah, they're not all like that. There are a few guys in the U.S. Fish and Wildlife that are realizing that we've got to put cattle back on the range. I happen to have a few acres that we lease from U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and the reason for that is to try to get native grasses back.
Right, and so Gene, I'm gonna make your day even a little bit better here, Gene, and that might be said tongue in cheek and sarcastically. So I agree 100% that, you know, there are a few of them that are starting to realize that you can't just set this stuff aside and try and preserve it, because you actually inhibit the diversity of plant species out there by leaving it set without any use on it. And so they are realizing that. But Gene, did you realize that in the Senate version of the Farm Bill, there's $1.8 billion put in there for permanent easements on expiring CRP contracts?
Now you just ruined my day.
I told you I was going to make your day, but it was tongue-in-cheek and sarcastic. Yeah, that's so we've got two senators in this state bragging about doing such a good thing of passing a Senate Farm Bill that is going to come directly, because where does CRP have prominence? It's the Prairie Pothole Region. We're part of the Prairie Pothole Region. And $1.8 billion over the first 10 years for expiring CRP to be put into a permanent easement. That just makes the House version of the Farm Bill look better and better every day when you start reading more of that Senate bill. And that's actually going to be part of our topic of discussion on Monday, Gene. So tune in Monday. And everyone else out there, tune in Monday. We're going to have a discussion, and we're going to sort some things out And that's one of the things we're going to sort out of the farm bill debate is, wow, we cannot have more government heavy-handed overreach telling us we can't do on our land what we want through an easement and taking advantage of people that in tough times, that's when a lot of these things get signed up in these permanent easements. When times get a little challenging out there, it seems like they ramp up their push on these easements, and then people are forced to make a decision to take that government money for that easement because that's what they think they got to do to survive. But it hand ties them, their next generation, and all future generations to adapt and utilize that land the way it needs to be used, possibly in the future for the production of food. Our world population is going to keep growing. So, Gene, thanks for the call. Tune in Monday. We're going to have a little more serious discussion on this come then. So thanks for the call again, Gene. I tell you, Gene hits the nail on the head. There's starting to be a little realization out there of use, but it's still the government telling you how you can and where use your land and doesn't allow adaptability to the next generation. And by people taking these easements, NDFB has a policy against these permanent and perpetual easements for the reason that it ties up. We don't know what the future holds. We don't know the new technologies to utilize some of this land even better and still preserve it. And like we do now, we've increased production and reduced input costs. We've reduced soil erosions. So as things get better, we got to be allowed to adapt. So now we're going to we're going to talk about an event coming up. One of our good County Farm Bureau leaders that I get the pleasure of working with from time to time from Bottineau County. Them and Rendell County have an event coming up next Tuesday, which Scott's going to be live from that day up there. I think he's going to be live all day, if I remember correctly, for both What's on Your Mind and Energy Matters. But we have Pete Arts, a great leader from the northern country along the border up there. Pete, are you with us right now?
You got her. I'm here, Daryl.
Hey, Pete. So tell us a little bit about, this is, I believe, is this the third year or fourth year that you guys have had? I think it's the third year you guys have been doing this summertime event for your annual meeting and kind of membership drive up there. So tell us a little bit about next Tuesday.
Actually, it is our third year, and we moved our annual meeting from October to this event because we get more people there. And it is your chance to voice your opinions, bring some issues to the floor. That's one nice thing about Farm Bureau. If you have issues, don't sit in the local pub or the elevator and complain about it. Get it there. Get it to a member or become a member and get involved. I mean, you got to get involved. Just like the previous caller said, you know, just with that permanent easement on that farm bill, I mean, you got to get involved. And thanks to you and people that are bird dogging that thing all the time, it's a great deal. But on getting back to our meeting, Scott is broadcasting live from 9 to 1, and then he's doing the Energy Matters in the afternoon. Our social starts at 5 o'clock. It's open to any member or non-member. We encourage people to bring a non-member. We hope we can sign them up. We're not high-pressure salesmen. I mean, you guys come, and if you want to become a member, that's great. The meeting will start right sometime after 5, 5:30. We try to be done with the meeting by 7, so we are eating at 7. Tom Henry is our president, and he does a good job of pushing people along, and we hope, and anybody's invited. We want to thank our sponsors, and we did add another sponsor. Border Ag and Energy came in at the end here, and they want to be a sponsor for that event. I know Kelly Armstrong is coming. We have invited Doug Goring and Tom Bodine from the Ag Department. Brent Sanford and Doug Burgum have been invited. I don't know if they're coming or not yet, but it's a good event. And I know some things that we've had go on at our meeting have made it to our policy meeting in October, and we have presented it and got some of them through in the legislature. So it is a grassroots organization, but the only way it's a great organization to get there and get involved.
Yeah, so the grassroots policy development is what's really special about NDFB, Pete. You're correct. And we pride ourselves on that grassroots policy development because we don't, I get the great privilege to represent NDFB, and there are 27,000 member families. But I try and keep my eye on as many of the balls bouncing out there as I can. But there is nothing better than what's affecting folks on a local basis to have that discussion there, debate it vigorously and rigorously, take it to the district level, and it gets more debate there, and then to the state level, and it gets even more debate there, and the policy gets improved and wording gets changed to make it better. which gives us our direction as a state board and our staff to carry out the wishes and the policy of our members. And so it is a great opportunity. This will be I've had the opportunity to attend the previous two. I'll be at this one next Tuesday. We have not heard back from Governor Burgum or Lieutenant Governor Sanford yet. And not sure who's going to be able to come out of the Ag Commissioner's office, but Kelly Armstrong is going to be there. Of course, he's running for U.S. House this fall, so he committed already over a month ago to be there. And, you know, Pete, one other thing I want to touch on is, so I've been watching the social media, and I've got friends like yourself and other ones up in that area. I'm seeing some pretty big and hearing some pretty big water damages up there right now because of some big rain events. And so what's the outlook like right in your little local area at your farm and ranch there? And then tell us a little about if you've seen anything over there to the west of you where I've seen some of those, you know, pretty devastating pictures come from.
I actually took a good drive yesterday. I drove up along the creek where the event is, along the Canadian border, went over to Sherwood. Sherwood got devastated south. Then I turned at the Lorraine Corner, which is 8 miles south on Highway 28, drove back east, kind of through the Cut Bank area, which would be 5 to 7 miles south of my farm. I mean, they really got hit there. It almost looked like my farm back in 13, 14 when we had that 77 inches of rain in 18 months there. But, you know, and that is an issue, and we did invite Zinke, Secretary of Interior Zinke, to this meeting. We are hoping to meet with him because we do have to change some things on this water. You know, how to handle water. The salt is killing us. I mean, you talk about regulations. And I'm not going to give up on that. But and we need an outfit like Farm Bureau to get behind us. I know Kramer's well informed on it. We have some neighbors. One of our major sponsors, FDC, Dwayne Pankshall, he's really been a big push on that. And we do have to do something because we can't control the weather. But with some drain tile and get these easements back, I about had a heart attack. When I was not aware that Farm Bill had that in there. That would be devastating to have that much power for an easement. That's almost stealing. I just can't believe. I don't know where our senators were thinking on that one. But hopefully, like you said, that's one thing about going to the House. We can get people behind it and get that thing changed. So.
Yeah, and it takes the grassroots effort, and it takes you know, that's why we're going to talk about it. And if I have the opportunity, like I do from time to time, to, you know, guest host in place of Scott, then I appreciate the opportunity. And Scott's a big supporter of what we do at NDFB and our local county farm bureaus, working with, you know, folks like yourself. You know, he's a champion for that freedom, opportunity, and self-reliance of which we stand for at NDFB. And so when I get that opportunity, I try and bring these issues out to the forefront to get more light shed on them. And it's amazing what we can get done, because don't think that those senators' offices and congressmen's offices and governor's offices don't listen to the radio. They do. Yep. And we get some movement on things, and we discuss it, and we have people calling in and upset. And so, you know what, Pete, I am looking forward to seeing you guys next Tuesday. Looking forward to have Scott up there. It's at the Antler Memorial Park, starts at 5 o'clock, correct? And come and enjoy a great steak that's prepared by the Antler Outlaws.
You bet. Hey, have I got a second to put a plug in for a couple other things?
You bet.
We have a youth rodeo at that same park this weekend starting out. There's going to be 120 little kids. It's an awesome sight. There won't be a camper spot to be had. I mean, thank God for all the sponsors for that and the hard work that goes into that. And then on Monday night, the night before, if you want some good food, go to St. John's Catholic Church park in parking lot in Minot. They have the Big Smoke Cookout. It's actually a fundraiser for the seminarians. I have a couple nephews in that. And then Lorain, North Dakota, on July 30th, they're having a fundraiser. It's going to be their second annual. Last year, they just had a whim. They had over 420 people. God bless them guys over there. And they're expecting, you know, way more people than that, way more teams. So,
Pete, thanks for being on What's In Your Mind. We got to hit the break.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieBlackBullGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email Jim@IndieBlackBullGuy.com. And thank you.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
When it comes to passing on your estate, no one makes it easier than Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Just listen to one of his many happy clients, Mark Fitzsimmons.
I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
If there's any one piece of advice you can give to anybody thinking about doing some planning, what would it be and why, Mark?
In my case, without really knowing at all what we were up against, I really found his the education that he was able to offer in terms of starting from scratch. And I think my biggest advice is to not be intimidated by the process, because you really don't need to know a lot. He has that, and he's a very good teacher.
Don't take chances. Trust a professional. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Call right now, 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In your mind, I'm Todd Mitchell, Scott Hennenhoff. Daryl Lees has been in today, and I know none of us get enough Daryl Lees. The good news is you'll only have to wait through the weekend, and then he'll be back on Monday morning filling in for Scott Hennen.
I'll be in on Monday in studio.
Yeah.
By the way, I won't be phoning it in. Got the opportunity today to phone it in, Todd, from McKenzie County Fair up in Watford City. The Watford City area has been a good sponsor and supporter of the What's On Your Mind show, so I thought it was maybe fitting that I come up here and do a little promotion of the 4-H FFA youth programs and involvement in fairs, and had a little trivia question, and So that's all good things to get out there. And, you know, it's Independence Day week, and so why not celebrate some of those other freedoms that we get to have and the opportunity to be engaged and involved like these youth are. So that would be a good thing. And hope that there hasn't been too much wind shear in the phone here up here on outdoors, enjoying the beautiful sunny day up here doing this live from here. So I hope the wind shear on the phone wasn't too much for everyone.
It's been fine. It's been fine. With the occasional like an announcement from behind you that made it seem as though maybe you were doing some shopping and not actually where you said you were, but that's fine.
But you actually get in trouble, you know, when you're shopping in line and you come up to the register in line and you're on your phone. You go to the wrong stores and they'll just ignore you when you're standing there on your phone.
Yeah, they don't like that. I went over to the Bismarck Event Center and took a picture with my cell phone of the sign that says no cell phones, and posted that and got a few funny looks, but.
Yeah. So a lot of good information today, you know. We tried to keep a little bit lighthearted. We still got into some very good policy and discussions and political discussions, which is weighing on people's minds right now. And good information on the currency and dollar value thing. I thought that was just tremendous to have Jeff Ferry on here earlier today. And of course, the good event coming up up north at Antler, at the Antler Memorial Park, the Botno and Renville County Farm Bureaus up there. And I'm actually going to go up there a little early, hopefully that day, and take a drive in some of that area that Pete Arts was talking about that's been inundated with water. And just see it firsthand and, you know, let our members know in those areas that we're paying attention to them in that area, too, when they're having some of those issues. But so Monday, I did bring up kind of what some of our topic line is going to be for Monday. People have time over the weekend to research what you don't like about certain things in the farm bill. If you're a farmer or rancher, or if you're not even a farmer or rancher, what you do or don't like about a farm bill. And we have policy at NDFB to encourage people to find a way to farm without farm programs and move away from it. Get away from that dependence and those government strings so you can truly enjoy freedom, opportunity, and self-reliance with the three things that we really base our whole organization on. And so we're going to discuss, and one of the things is money for new permanent easements on expiring CRP contracts to the tune of $1.8 billion. It's funny how our government doesn't have money, but we got slush funds for things like, oh, controlling your land forever. So, you know, think about that, folks. There's a couple of people that we had on the line that I didn't make their day. Gene, one of them, and then Pete, he sounded like that was kind of a blow to him, too, and not realizing.
Well, don't kill the messenger, you know?
Right. So, you know, we'll have some probably some pretty interesting discussion come up on that on Monday, and, you know, some very passionate people about what should or shouldn't happen along those lines of things, or what should or shouldn't happen in the farm bill. And so I think that's going to be a great discussion come Monday. And Todd, what do you have for plans for the end of the week of Independence Day week for over the weekend?
Well, you know, we're going to head. Yesterday I did the K-Fire Cafe from Riverdale, and they've got their Vital Friends of the Riverdale Pick City Ambulance fundraiser. So they're doing a big prime rib thing, and then the Southwest Surfers will be playing, kind of a Beach Boys tribute band, although certainly much more than just the Beach Boys. So we kind of have fun up there in Riverdale, so I'm looking forward to that. And I'll be on K-Fire for a while tomorrow, too, just because I like to make sure I tank the entire radio station as many days in the week as I can.
Very good.
How about you? What big plans do you have?
Well, so, you know, I'm a little shameless self-promotion. I'm going to be on K-Fire again tomorrow morning with Scott Bachmeyer on his show. So talking about the North Dakota Game and Fish private property rights thing that we talked about on What's on Your Mind last Friday. So he wanted me to come on, so I think I'll be on there tomorrow. And I might get some fishing in. And the other thing is, with 100-degree temps, we're going to try and keep the livestock cool, make sure the fans are working and in place, and make sure they're cared for too over the weekend. But a little more shameless self-promotion that I didn't say when I had that young man Jaden Murphy on, but he bought his show pig from me this spring. So that pig that was champion came from DK Show Pigs, came from our farm.
Now we know why it works so well for him there, right?
So a little shameless self-promotion never hurts. We let Pete Arts do that a little bit at the end of his segment for some great.
Hey, why not?
He's up there. Why not? You know? Yeah. Well, it's great. If you want to really truly see community, you know, this thing you talk about in Riverdale, you know, what the Antler Outlaws do up in Antler, what goes on in Lorain. You want to see community involvement? Take some of those things in. That's the heart of rural communities right here in North Dakota.
Amen, brother. No doubt. You know, it hit us up over the weekend. You got something, Daryl, for Daryl? It hits your mind over the weekend. Call us anytime at 1-855-200-1776 at option 1. 1-855-200-1776, option 1. Or you can text me over the weekend anytime, 701-226-8503. Otherwise, the Daryl Ace will be back in for Scott Henning coming up on Monday morning, 9 a.m. Central Time, for more What's On Your Mind. How about
hey,
that?
Thanks,
way to go, Daryl. Thanks for phoning it in today.
Yeah, not a problem.
Have a great weekend, folks.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.